Imagine watching NQ violently drop 50 points in 10 seconds right into your value area low. The DOM is flashing, the tape is accelerating, your heart rate spikes, your hand hovers over the mouse, and you just freeze.
Yeah, you hesitate for a fraction of a second.
Right. And the market rips 30 points in the other direction without you. I mean, learning to execute in that exact moment usually costs traders thousands of dollars in blown accounts. It's a brutally expensive education.
It is. But, what if you could freeze time, rewind that exact 10-second drop, and just trade it 100 times over without risking a single cent? Acquiring that high-quality, high-stress screen time without the financial ruin? I mean, that is the ultimate challenge for any futures trader.
Exactly. You need a simulator that behaves exactly like the live tape, but lets you isolate and control the variables. So today, we are tearing down the replay mode in Motive Wave Community Edition.
Right, because this is not about casually watching old charts. This is the absolute philosophy of deliberate practice.
Yeah, configuring a free, incredibly powerful engine to simulate live market conditions specifically for mastering chart reading and historical execution.
With deliberate practice is really the only way to close that massive gap between trading theory and actual live execution.
Yeah.
Because when you look at a static historical chart at the end of the day, your brain instantly connects the dots.
Oh, for sure. You see the flag pattern, you see the breakout.
Exactly. And hindsight bias immediately tells you that you obviously would have taken the trade. But a static chart completely strips away the psychological pressure of the hard right edge of the screen.
Yeah.
You're basically analyzing a frozen photograph of a race car.
Right, which does absolutely nothing to teach you how to drive it into a corner at 200 miles per hour.
Spot on. Simulating the live flow forces you to read the price action as it develops, tick by tick, without the comfort of knowing what prints next. You have to rebuild your pattern recognition in a dynamic environment.
And getting that dynamic environment to run flawlessly requires understanding the deep mechanics of the platform's architecture. Because, I mean, if you are fighting the software, you aren't focused on the market flow.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's bypass the basic manual and get straight into the practitioner's workflow. You're sitting at the desk, Motive Wave Community Edition is open. To initiate the engine, you pull up the view menu and hit replay mode, or just click the replay icon on the main toolbar.
Right, and immediately a dedicated command center docs to the bottom of your chart. You lock in your historical date, specify the time.
Say the 9:30 a.m. opening bell.
Yeah, exactly. And you hit the power button. Instantly, everything to the right of that timestamp vanishes. You're back in time, staring at the hard right edge.
But getting the tape to actually move is where traders immediately stumble, particularly with the playback controls. I mean, you have the standard play button, but hitting that only steps the market forward a single solitary tick before starting again.
And stepping tick by tick is useless for tape reading. It destroys the illusion of a live market entirely.
It really does.
If you're trying to study the kinetic moving order book flow of ES or NQ, you have to feel the momentum. You need to perceive the aggression of the tape. Clicking a button for every single trade is, well, it's like painfully flipping through a static flip book one page at a time.
Yeah, you completely lose the context of velocity, which means the only button on that control bar that actually matters for continuous flow is fast forward.
Right, it double arrows.
Exactly. Engaging those double right-pointing arrows is what actually hands control over to the engine, allowing the chart to advance autonomously and simulate a moving market.
Which is crucial.
But this introduces the most critical variable in the entire platform, which is calibration. Because when you hit fast forward, the default playback speed almost never aligns with the time frame or the specific market conditions you were trying to study.
Yeah, it rarely does.
If the tape is flying by so aggressively that a 5-minute candle forms in half a second, you cannot process the microstructures. You have to dictate the speed.
And calibration is where deliberate practice actually begins. On that replay control bar, the gear icon opens your replay settings, and the core parameter you are manipulating is called tick delay.
Measured in milliseconds, right?
Exactly. You are defining the exact mathematical pause between each individual tick during that fast-forward playback. And how you set this completely changes the nature of your training session. We can break this down by the type of trader and the objective of the session.
Right, like if you set that delay to 0 milliseconds.
Yeah, at 0 milliseconds, you're essentially telling the engine to operate at maximum processor speed. It's going to chew through historical data as fast as your hardware allows.
Which is for the macrostructuralist. I mean, you aren't tape reading at that speed. You're using that to quickly populate a larger time frame chart.
Like a daily or a four-hour chart.
Exactly, just to see how a broad structural pattern resolved over several months. But if we slow that down to the 50 to 100 millisecond range, the utility shifts entirely to the systematic trader.
Right, it's fast playback. You are still flying, but it's ideal for rapid mechanical backtesting. If you have a strict rule-based strategy and you need to visually verify if a setup triggered and hit a static target or stop loss over a massive sample size, that pace is perfect.
Yeah, that 50 millisecond pace lets you burn through entire trading sessions in minutes while still confirming the order of operations.
But moving deeper into tape reading territory, we hit the 200 to 300 millisecond range. This is a medium speed where intra-bar development becomes visible. You can actually track the rotation.
Right.
But for pure skill acquisition, you know, for the trader trying to wire their brain to recognize developing order flow, 500 milliseconds is the absolute sweet spot. You are forcing the engine to deliver exactly one tick every half second.
And human reaction time to visual stimulus is roughly 250 milliseconds. So a 500 millisecond delay is brilliant because it gives your brain just enough time to complete the full cognitive loop.
Exactly. You perceive the tick.
Yeah.
You assess its relationship to the previous ticks.
You evaluate the broader context of the developing candle, and you still have a fraction of a second left to anticipate the next move. It is a relaxed pace, but it is relentless.
It is.
And if we take that all the way down to a 1,000 millisecond delay, which is one tick per second, that is agonizingly slow. Yeah. I would only use that for highly granular dissection.
Yeah, like imagine a scenario where price is trapped at the POC, the point of control, during a major news event, and you want to isolate the exact sequence of aggressive buying or selling that finally breaks the level.
You want to see every single participant step into the book. But, you know, that raises a fascinating practitioner's question. Why are we using a static metronomic millisecond delay in the first place?
That's a great question.
Right. Like, if the goal is simulating a live market, why not dynamically scale the speed based on the actual historical timestamps? Why not simply run the tape at exactly 1x real speed or 2x real speed, preserving the variable chaos of the original session?
Well, right, because in a live environment, NQ might print 20 ticks in a single millisecond when a major economic number drops, and then sit completely dead.
Cringing zero ticks for the next 3 seconds while the market digests the liquidity. A fixed tick delay completely flattens that variable velocity.
Exactly.
If I have a 500 millisecond delay, those 20 rapid-fire ticks are metered out evenly, one every half second. It takes 10 full seconds for that single millisecond of real-world action to print on my chart.
And you are describing the exact limitation of the community edition. If you look at MotiveWave's premium documentation, they feature real delay and speed factor, which do exactly what you want.
Oh, so they play back at multipliers while preserving the exact variable timing between historical trades?
Yes, but the community edition does not have that. Tick delay is the substitute. It imposes a fixed, unyielding pause between every single tick, regardless of how fast or slow those ticks originally occurred in the real market. It forces a constant rhythm.
A lot of purists will immediately argue that this destroys the realism of the simulation. They want the chaos.
Sure they do.
But if we lean into the concept of deliberate practice, stripping away that variable velocity might actually be the most powerful pedagogical tool the platform offers.
I completely agree.
When you're learning to read the interactions at the View app, the chaotic velocity of the live tape often overwhelms the beginner's cognitive capacity. They freeze.
Yeah. By flattening the tape into a metronomic rhythm, you are creating a sterilized training environment. You slow down the chaotic moments, which allows you to actually see the structural development.
Right. The higher lows, the shifting delta.
Exactly. All that stuff that normally happens far too fast for an untrained eye to process, it acts as cognitive training wheels.
That's a great way to put it.
You are isolating the variable of pure structural development by temporarily removing the variable of erratic timing. Once your brain subconsciously recognizes those structural patterns in the sterilized environment, you can reintroduce the chaos of the live market later.
But operating in this environment brings us to the most frustrating workflow quirk in the entire software. Because even when a trader understands the philosophy of tick delay, attempting to manipulate that speed mid-session leads to a massive structural failure if you don't know the exact workaround.
Oh, absolutely. This gets everyone.
Picture this. You're running a replay session. You have your tick delay set to 50 milliseconds because you are just fast-forwarding through the dead chop of the Asian session. You are flying through the data.
Right.
Suddenly, volume steps in and price starts rapidly accelerating toward a massive intraday level. Let's say it is coming right into the VAH, the value area high. You know there is going to be a heavy reaction, a battle for liquidity.
You want to slow it down.
Right. You want to dynamically slow down the tape to read the flow. You open the replay settings, you change the tick delay from 50 milliseconds down to 500 milliseconds, you hit update, and absolutely nothing happens.
Nothing at all.
The tape is still flying by at warp speed. Price blows right through the VAH before you can even process the break.
Yeah, the engine completely ignores the new parameter. The software interface acknowledges your input in the settings menu, but it fundamentally cannot inject that new timing parameter into an already executing data loop.
It's crazy. MotiveWave only applies a new tick delay when a fresh replay session is initialized.
It is the equivalent of trying to change the tires on your car while you are still driving down the highway at 80 miles an hour.
Exactly. You have the new tires in your hands, but until you pull over, kill the engine, and jack up the car, you cannot apply them. So what is the sequence? How do we force that fresh initialization without losing our place on the chart?
It requires a mandatory four-step power cycle. It is a hard reset of the cache for that specific session. Step one, you physically stop the playback. You hit the stop button on the replay control bar to halt the data feed.
Okay, so the car is pulled over.
Exactly. Step two, you completely disable replay mode by toggling the main power button off. This action entirely disconnects the replay engine and violently reverts your chart back to the live present-day data feed.
Which is jarring, but necessary.
Very. It clears the system's memory of your previous settings. Step three, you immediately re-enable replay mode. Because you haven't changed the date or time fields in your command center, hitting the power button again snaps the chart right back into your simulation at the exact moment you paused it.
So the engine is restarted with the new parameters loaded.
Right. And step four, you hit fast forward. Because you have initiated a completely fresh session from that pause timestamp, the engine now reads the updated 500 millisecond tick delay, and the playback executes at your new requested speed.
Let me recap that. Stop playback, power off to the live chart, power back onto the historical date, hit fast forward.
That's it.
It feels incredibly clunky the first time you do it, but once you commit that specific sequence to muscle memory, you can execute that tire change in less than 2 seconds.
Oh, easily.
But resolving the speed control is only half the battle. If we are setting up a high-level execution environment, we have to interrogate the data fidelity.
We really do.
We have to look at the actual quality of the historical data feeding the chart, because the reality of the Community Edition's default data generation is a massive blind spot for a lot of day traders. By default, the software synthesizes ticks from minute data.
Yeah, mechanically, a standard one-minute candle provided by a basic data feed contains exactly 4 data points. The open, the high, the low, and the close, the OHLC.
Right.
When MotiveWave Community Edition runs a replay using those default parameters, it takes that entire 1 minute period and simply plots a rigid straight line from the open to the high, down to the low, and back to the close. It generates exactly 4 distinct synthesized ticks to represent 60 seconds of trading.
And if I am trading a highly volatile, thick product like ES, relying on 4 data points per minute completely obliterates the nuance of the microstructure. I cannot trade that.
You really can't.
How can I possibly track the aggressive market order, buying and selling that creates a shifting POC inside a specific candle if the software is just drawing a geometric triangle between the extremes?
Exactly.
I am missing 99% of the actual order book interaction. The internal struggle between buyers and sellers is invisible, you know? I'm only seeing the boundaries of the battlefield.
And if you are trying to practice granular order flow dynamics, reading footprints, or tracking cumulative delta, that 4-tick synthesis is entirely inadequate.
Totally useless.
You cannot practice tape reading on a geometric approximation. You need the granular truth of the market. To improve that data fidelity, you have two distinct architectural paths.
Well, the ultimate solution, obviously, is feeding the platform true historical tick data. If your connected broker or your external data service natively provides tick-by-tick records, MotiveWave will consume that raw data and replay the precise, granular micro-movements exactly as they occurred in the live book.
Yes. But what if a trader is constrained? What if their feed only provides standard mini data?
That is where you have to utilize the platform's internal algorithmic enhancement. Inside the replay settings, there is a specific function you must manually enable called generate ticks.
Oh yes, the interpolation.
Exactly. When this is active, MotiveWave abandons the simple four-point line. It uses a much more complex interpolation algorithm to synthesize extra granularity.
It essentially looks at the range of that 1 minute OHLC bar and fractures it into smaller virtual subwaves, creating a significantly higher density of simulated ticks within that framework.
It is mathematically trying to approximate the natural ebb and flow, the back and forth rotation that likely occurred to create that specific range.
Yeah.
It is still synthesized data. It is not the absolute historical truth, but it provides a vastly more realistic kinetic feel to the tape.
It restores the visual rhythm required to practice reading momentum.
Exactly. It creates the necessary friction on the chart.
And that friction brings us to the ultimate goal of the replay mode. Because we are not configuring this highly realistic, precisely paced historical environment just to passively observe it.
Passive observation builds theory. Active execution builds skill.
Exactly. And that is the final piece of the architecture, which is the replay account.
Right. MotiveWave allows you to actively execute simulated orders directly into this moving historical tape.
Yay.
It tracks your fills against the price action.
You navigate to the replay account section within the replay settings. You define an account ID, and crucially, you establish an opening balance.
That's the important part.
It is. Setting a specific opening balance is what creates the realistic psychological parameters. Once that is locked in, the platform tracks your open equity, your realized P&L, your drawdowns, and your win rate against the historical price action, exactly as if your capital were live on the line.
It fundamentally shifts the exercise. You are no longer watching the market. You are interacting with it. You feel the pain of a drawdown, even if it is simulated, because you are tracking the metrics.
Exactly.
So let's distill this entire architectural breakdown into a concrete operational checklist. This is the practitioner's workflow for a flawless MotiveWave Community Edition replay session. First, you initiate the replay mode and select your target historical date and time.
Second, you immediately dive into the replay settings and configure a 200 to 500 millisecond tick delay to ensure a readable, relaxed pace that aligns with human cognitive processing.
Third, if you ever need to alter that speed dynamically, you must execute the four-step power cycle. Stop playback, disable the replay to clear the cache, re-enable the replay, and hit fast forward to force the software to load the new parameter.
Fourth, guarantee your data fidelity. You either connect a true historical tick data feed, or you explicitly check the generate ticks function to bypass the rigid 4 tick per minute OHLC synthesis.
And finally, you configure your replay account with a realistic opening balance so you can practice live execution, managing risk directly into the moving tape.
Mastering these specific mechanics transforms a free software tier into an incredibly sophisticated, high-level training facility. And for traders actively running this exact workflow in MotiveWave Community Edition, they can significantly enhance their chart reading with Wickflow order flow studies.
Right, the footprint, the CVD, and the liquidity heat map.
Exactly. They are built precisely to operate within this platform, giving you that deep dive into the microstructure. They offer a 14-day free trial with no card required, and two of the studies are free forever. Listeners can explore that integration at wickflow.com.
Having the right tools configured flawlessly entirely removes the friction between you and the market flow. But the ultimate takeaway here goes far beyond software settings. It's about the philosophy of your training.
It really is.
We discussed how tick delay flattens the chaotic, variable velocity of a live market into a constant, predictable rhythm. By stripping away that erratic timing, you are isolating the pure structural development of the price action. You can perfect the physical mechanics of your trade execution.
The exact timing of your entries, the immediate placement of your stops, the scaling of your contracts.
All of it in a perfectly sterile environment. Once those physical and cognitive mechanics become an automatic subconscious reflex, you can then reintroduce the chaos of the live feed, knowing you are fully equipped to execute without hesitation.
The market will always provide the stress.
Exactly. Your job is to automate the response.